Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
We gave you the sounds of Specs and New Light featuring Mabongi Mabaso. Awesome presence, and we thank God for his awesome presence. Now, you've heard right, Radio Pulpit together with the International Marketplace Summit are inviting, and Pumlani Lodge are inviting you, my family, on the 10th of November to a free worship encounter. We are inviting all worship teams, all worship team leaders, and pastors are also welcomed to come and be equipped. We are going to have Apostle Glenda McWright, Glenda Wright McCallum, and we also have Churchill Siladule, who will be teaching on worship, and we're also going to have workshops, and this is free. Free of charge at Pumlani Lodge on the 10th of November 2024. Register. Call Zandile or drop her an email at zandile@radiopulpit.co.za. It's zandile@radiopulpit.co.za. And her number is 012-334-1231. 012-334-1231. A call for all worshippers everywhere in South Africa. You are invited to that worship encounter. Worship teams, worship team leaders, and I think also choirs should be part of it, because when you are in a choir, you are leading God's people into praise and worship. So yeah, you can bring in your choirs, you can bring in your worshipers, you yourself, you can come. Even pastors can also come. I see Annette van der Merwe. Hello to you, my queen. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us. And on the line, I'm joined by Pastor Gladwell Zambani. We were supposed to have him yesterday, but we couldn't. He was celebrating his birthday. And Muruti, you made us sing on our own. We tried. How are you?
No, I'm good. I'm blessed with the Lord, very strong and very excited. Thank you so much.
Listen to this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh, happy birthday, Muruti. So we tried to call, and we called, and then we called, and I'm like, he's not here.
It was hectic.
But the celebration went well?
Yeah, no, it went very well. It went very well. Thank you so much. You know, it was a very, very special day.
Uh-huh.
And one was treated, you know, like a king. And,
wow. Yeah, wow, congratulations to a new year. May it be one of the best years where you will look back and say, in that year I saw the Lord. May he give you desires of your heart, and may he bring into fulfillment all those things that he has been talking to you about for this year. So yeah, may they come to pass in the name of Jesus. May it be an exciting year for you. So we're not Ronar Salimo October, but when you're already having a happy new year. So happy new year to you.
Yeah, it's good. All the wise people were born in October.
Oh, me too. All right. Thank you, Jesus.
and the wisest one on the 25th.
Oh, my. Well, Muruti, we are back with our couples. We started the talk last time. Why some of our couples are no longer even looking at each other whenever they are going through. Somebody started the talk, and we joined into the talk together with you last week. You touched on the importance of good communication in marriages. And one would ask a question, when you're talking good communication, exactly what are you referring to? What is deemed as good communication in a marriage?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, ma'am. Good communication is a combination of words and gestures.
In other words,
because you know, there are a number of important points that we can look at regarding words, but then words on their own could be easily misconstrued and could easily convey an unintended message. And so if you're talking to someone and they're listening to you, and they're looking at your facial expression, for instance, let's take an example with that. The facial expression could be saying something different from what the words are saying.
Mm.
So it's very important to be able to strike the balance between your words and your bodily gestures, like your non-verbal communication.
Mm.
Your hands, your face, you know, your body movement, your body language, the way that your posture. All of those things are very, very important when it comes to the question of communication. So when we talk communication in marriage, we're talking all those things, because you will then know that, you know, it will go further and include hugs and kisses,
mm-hmm.
and other stuff, you know, that married people know about.
Okay. All right. All right.
The marriage bed, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now, most of us don't pay attention to our nonverbal cues. So, yeah, as long as I said it to you, I didn't mean it that way. No, we're sensitive. We're sensitive. You're too sensitive. Because people don't pay attention to their nonverbal cues. Nobody teaches us to. Nobody takes us to a communication school where communication is taught. I heard somebody talking to somebody who's on both radio and TV, and this person says, for somebody who's on who works with communication every day, aye. And my heart went out to the one that was spoken to. Because it was now challenging the career that she has chosen, that she's not a good communicator, even if she's in that space. How do we develop this? Because nobody teaches us these things.
You know, the best way to begin this, the first step, let me say the best first step that one can take is to learn communication from the Word of God. That is very, very important, and it's very, very key. I'll tell you why. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14 says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear. That's Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the idea is that your communication, you remember that Paul wrote to the Colossians, and he says to them, let your speech be seasoned with salt, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Why do the hearers need to have grace ministered to them through one's words? It's because words can hurt deeply, words can crush, and words at the same time can build. Here in Proverbs 18:14, we see that no one can stand a crushed spirit. Then the question that comes is, what crushes the spirit? It's information. It's words. And sometimes it's not just information, raw information and words, but it's the way it was communicated to the other person. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, meaning that gives life. The flesh profiteth nothing. And then he says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life, which shows that he chose to speak words that feed life into the spirits of those who are listening to him, the hearers who receive his words. Those words minister life to them. Those words build them up. And so he was very careful then on his choice of words. That is why, for that reason, and I want to emphasize this, it is very important not to use swearing language at all. And I emphasize on this because Christian people, there are Christian people who swear at each other. In a marriage situation, couples and so forth, I'm telling you, we say amen and hallelujah when we get behind closed doors, the insults that are hurled there, you know? And so it's very, very important to understand that when you're talking to your partner, we're talking about how to teach yourself communication. Get yourself to understand that this is someone I love. This is my partner. This is my spouse. Now, in a marriage and in a relationship, this is how it works. What you put in is what you get out. Meaning the words that I put into your mind will bear results. Remember Paul said, God is not deceived. That which a man soweth,
he will reap.
Absolutely. So if I sow words of discouragement, if I sow words of abuse, if I sow insults into your heart, that's exactly what I will get back. And they will break your partner and leave them feeling inadequate, leave them with an inferior or inferiority complex. And they will leave them with what I call approval addiction, where they get addicted to you approving of everything they do. And, you know, whenever they need to make a decision or whenever they need to make a move, they first look at you to see what cue you're going to give them to say, okay, you can go ahead, or nope, don't go ahead, or nah, I don't approve, or I approve. It destroys the spirit of a person on the inside. That's what crashes the spirit.
Okay.
And so it becomes worse. When, you know, you can imagine a situation where I'm talking to you and I'm pointing my finger into your face. You know, that finger alone already says a lot.
It speaks.
It speaks volumes, you know. And so you've got to learn then to withhold yourself from doing such things. And of course, in order to do that, you have to begin by learning to control your anger.
Okay.
Let's say learn to control your emotions. Because words can provoke emotions. And so we need to be extremely careful and choose our words carefully and make a decision to say, I want to build my partner up. You know, even in times when your partner is at fault, it's very important to choose the words to say, because you understand that when someone is at fault and they realize they're at fault, the guilt is eating them up on the inside. Now, if you're going to add to that words that are harsh, words that crush, you know, Jesus says there are those who speak words that are like the piercings of a sword. I mean, that's the writer of Proverbs, In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18, it says, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword. And then he says, but the tongue of the wise is health. And at the same time, when you study the book of James, you learn in James chapter 3 that when you get to about verse 5, 6, he speaks something to the effect that the tongue is a fire. It is full of poison, and it can set the whole course of nature on fire. And it is set on fire of hell itself. And this is how it works. When you experience frustration and, you know, anger, all those kinds of emotions, they provoke your tongue to say certain words. In other words, they poison your tongue. They poison your mouth. That's why many people, when they're angry, they feel a need to talk. I've got to talk. I've got to tell this person how I feel. I've got to tell them a piece of my mind. And so, In that way, then, what happens is you set the whole course of the other person's nature and yours on fire, which means you basically destroy the life of the other person.
Yeah.
You basically oppress the other person with your words.
Mm.
And that's how rejection is enforced.
Mm.
And that's why you find people now feeling inadequate and looking down on themselves and feeling that they're not worthy, and they're afraid to even voice their opinion. They're afraid to differ from the rest of the people because of the rejection, the approval addiction, all which come as a result or a direct result of the way in which words were used.
Mm.
And when you add to that gestures, you know, when you talk to someone and your bodily gesture suggests boredom, you know, that you are bored talking to this person, it hurts the other person, you know, because I can hear you. It's like, for example, in a marriage situation, there are people who never tell their partners, "I love you."
Yeah. Hi, Bo.
And yes, they never tell their partners, "I love you." And the partner is longing to hear these words.
Mm.
You know? And somebody might say, "But obvious, I mean, if I married you, obviously I love you." No, it's not obvious.
Mm. Mm.
You need to reassure this person
every
day. And especially when it comes to the husband.
Mm.
Because, you know, society has socialized all of us to somehow expect that a man doesn't feel as much emotional pain and hurt as a woman does, based on our definition and description of masculinity. And then, therefore, you'll find that he doesn't receive words of reassurance that he needs to hear from his partner, you know. Because one of the things that a man thrives on is appreciation.
Mm.
When you appreciate the least of the things that he does, you know, he you bring the king out of him. He will treat you like a queen.
Mm.
So when you encourage your wife and you say all these words,
affirmation,
you know, it brings the queen out of her. She will treat you like a king.
Wow. Moruti, how do you then make sure that with your nonverbal cues, because you're afraid to say negative, I've seen others deciding to sulk, deciding to keep quiet, go on. They call it what when you're quiet and you're not talking to your spouse? What do we call it? Silent treatment of some sort.
Silent treatment. Yeah.
But I'm avoiding to say words that are going to be piercing and destroying and hurtful. How do I make sure that I do not sulk in the midst of that? Because I think it's easier to sulk and to even give silent treatment, trying to avoid saying what you're feeling, but you're sulking.
Yeah.
So whether you trying to avoid, but you're saying it with your nonverbal cues.
With your nonverbal cues. You know, that's a very crucial question because a lot of people experience it. The first thing to understand there is that silence is not the solution.
It's not golden.
No, it's not golden.
Okay.
In a marriage situation, it's actually going to make matters worse because your opinions matter to your partner. They need to hear what you think. So if you say I'm avoiding negativity by becoming silent, then the issue is this: you remain bitter on the inside. You harbor the bitterness inside of you, in your mind and in your heart. What you need to do is to deal with yourself, deal with how you feel first. Otherwise, you are going to pretend to your partner that all is well.
Oh.
Have you seen situations where someone asks you, "Are you okay?" And you say, "No, I'm fine."
But you say it in an angry, like your body is angry, or your body is fed up, or
So now you're saying, "Okay, you know what? For Pete's sake, I'll tell you what I think you want to hear. I'm fine." But you know, you haven't dealt with yourself. So what we need to learn is to learn to deal with ourselves first and foremost.
Okay.
You know, learn the power of self-control. You know, when you read the book of James, chapter 1,
mm-hmm.
James explains how temptation comes.
Yeah.
And in his explanation, he explains that it is your inner faculty, which if you don't deal with, they then take control, they take over, and then that's what you express to the other person. So most of us use silence not because we want to avoid conflict, not because we want to avoid negativity, though we tell ourselves that, but the actual truth is that we use silence
to hurt the other,
dealing with ourselves.
Not to hurt the other.
You know, we tell ourselves that we are doing that not to hurt the other, but in actual fact, it's a way of avoiding dealing with myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't deal with myself. I don't deal with my own emotions, my inner faculties. That's going to give rise to bitterness. That's going to give rise to all other sorts of feelings that I will harbor on the inside. Having my partner think that all is well, when in actual fact, all is not well.
Sure. Muruti, let's take a break. Yo, may the Lord help us. So, Muruti, when we come back, let's talk about building this communication, especially from a place where the communication was broken.
Yeah.
How do we build it? Where should we start? Where should we begin to do that? Let me take a moment and acknowledge Willy Brett van Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you so much, Willy, for tuning in and being with us this afternoon. Sentombela in the background. In Victory is the title of the song, and it's 25 minutes to 3 on 657 AM.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We simply cannot get enough of God's Word. Read our daily devotionals, The Word for Today, where every word counts. Send an email to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
It is 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Those were sounds of Sentombela. In Victory, we're fighting from victory, but we have won. Let me take a moment and greet my queen, Tony Madeline Brothers. My queen, thank you so much for being with us and choosing us as your number one radio station. Frank Jacobs, I see you as well. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us. My family, we truly appreciate the loyalty and generosity that each Radio Pulpit family member shows or has shown towards us over many years. After being on air for 43 years, our heartbeat still is to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, and that will never change, my family. In line with our mission, we undertake to be a trustworthy steward towards our donors. Therefore, we confirm that we will never ask you to cancel your Radio Pulpit debit order and move it to other or another entity. Please let us know immediately if you have been contacted with such a request. Requests to cancel your debit order with Radio Pulpit can be reported at or to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za. It's gospel@radiopulpit.co.za.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
I'm with Pastor Tletwell Zabane. We're talking about good communication in marriage right here on Heart to Heart. You can talk to us. The lines are opened for you, 012-334-1322. The WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. The SMS line, 37871. And I think we have a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
Hello, my queen.
Babu Vilakazi, wena wezulu. Sawubona.
Ngiyabulisa kamile lenkosi Jesu Christ, sister. Sibongile.
Amen.
Ngibulise no Prof Zabane. Ngithi happy birthday to Prof Zabane. Noma ngasiphathelanga i-piece of cake.
Hey, uyazi.
Siyabonga kakhulu, Babu Vilakazi. Siyabonga. Hey man, angazi noma ngiyagijima, mina sengifuna ukukhuluma nge-bad communication.
Okay.
I think a good communication must be coming up in families.
Yeah.
Akufanele sikhubekisane ngoba omunye uvule uvela akhulume noma kanjani.
Yeah.
Ukhona obaba abangathandi ukukhuluma, bakhethe ukuziphumela baye kubangani ngoba lo mama noma lo baba kufamily akacedi ukukhuluma.
Okay.
Omunye aze phuma yoziphuzela utshwala angazimiselanga bese ethi kuba ngani bakhe jens mina ngila angithundi bengafuni ukuzophuzela kepha leya mfazi or leya baba akastophi ukukhuluma
eyisani
akana-peace. Nakabuya eziculela ingoma yakhe bese ethi ngize ngahamba kuku-avoida ngaya kubangani bami ngaze ngaphuza utshwale ngoba wena awuna peace. I-good communication iyafuneka, sifunekele kumoya engcwele usize kube khona uxolo nothando.
Yeah.
Nokuhloniphana. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu
anibusise. Thank you so much, Babu Vilakazi.
God be the glory.
Amen. Sure. Babu Vilakazi says it's very important to have good communication in our marriages. In some marriages, some people just speak anyhow and they then like they hurt the other person. I wanted to use the word injure, but it is an injury in a way. They hurt another person through their words. And says, I don't know if I'm too fast, but I'm talking now about bad communication. He says sometimes bad communication, it reminds us what he said, Muruti, reminds me of the book of Proverbs that talks about a woman who is nagging and nagging and nagging, and the husband would rather stay and on top of the roof because she feels like vinegar in the teeth. So he says sometimes it's the husband, sometimes it's the wife that would also make the other one or drive the other one out. I've seen it happening with most men who say the women are nagging, and he says sometimes the person will talk and keep on talking without retrieving and also coming back, you know, to working things out, but they will always be talking and hurting the other person, and that's why the other will resort to go out, even find themselves drinking, taking alcohol unplanned, because they are trying to avoid the other, even telling those ones they meet, I'm here, I didn't want to be here, but because that woman, that man, That's why you find me here. How do we curb that? How do we change things around and start talking right in our marriages and having good communication, especially if it has been broken, like what Babu Vilakazi painted to us and what we said earlier?
Yeah, you know, I want to give you a mystery of the word.
Okay.
In answering that question.
The mystery that has been hidden for so long now has been revealed. James?
James chapter 1, verse 12, says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. Now, that's the first point. We need to learn to remain steadfast under trial.
Okay.
So if you don't learn how to remain steadfast under trial. And I'll show you how to learn to do that. Let's jump to verse 14 of the same chapter 1 of James.
Verse
14, 1-4. Okay. Yeah. He says, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then verse 15 says, then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Now, well, let's look at verse number 19. But before we go to verse 19, we read there in verse 14 that how temptation comes. It's that we are enticed by our own desires. So which means if you cannot control the desires in you, the desire to swear at somebody, the desire to avoid somebody, the desire to treat somebody with silent treatment, the desire to be harsh, to express harsh words to that person. If you cannot learn to control that, then it's going to be very difficult to control the things you say. Now, let's look at verse 19. He says, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
Right.
So here's our challenge. We do the opposite. We are slow to hear, quick to speak, and quick to anger. And the Bible teaches us to be quick to hear. In other words, be more willing and prepared to listen and hear what the other person is trying to say. And be slow to speak. In other words, don't rush to speak. Have you ever seen situations where you're trying to talk to somebody and they want to complete your sentence on your behalf?
Yes.
Be slow to speak. In other words, take time to listen and ensure that you understand what the other person is saying. Because at times, if you're quick to speak, you will respond not having heard the full version of what the person was trying to say. And you might end up addressing the wrong issues and then ultimately using the wrong words. And so we need to be slow to speak, but quick to hear, and then slow to anger. You see, the question of what you decide to do with your mouth and with your ears decides what you're going to do with your anger. When you're quick to speak and slow to hear, you're going to find yourself being quick to get angry. But when you are slow to speak and you are quick to listen, you will find yourself being able to control your anger much better. And then you will be doing exactly what he said in verse 12 to say, remain steadfast under trial. In other words, don't change under trial. Don't start sweating at the person that you said you love simply because there's a problem, there's a challenge, there's whatever it might be, there's wrongdoing, there's mistakes and all of that. No. But ensure that you build your own personality in such a way that it becomes your principle never to use foul language. It becomes your principle never to use words that are harsh. It becomes your principle never to use words that destroy, no matter what is happening at that time. So which means when something unfolds, our emotions, our desires, like you said, they tempt us, they lure us, and they entice us to say, tell this person this, or behave like this to this person, shut the door in their face, drop the telephone while they're still talking, all those kind of things. And so in that way, we fail then to remain steadfast, and then the end result is that the desire lures and entices us, and in the end, we end up being slow to hear, quick to speak, and quick to anger.
Wow.
When the Bible teaches us, be quick to hear. In other words, take time to listen. If you don't understand what the other person is saying, ask. Am I understanding you well? Is this what you're trying to say to me? And allow them a chance to say, no, that's not what I meant. This is what I mean. Until the two of you come to an understanding.
Wow. Sure. Muruti, thank you so much for the insight. Thank you so much for empowering our couples in this manner. A family member says, Shalom, my queen, and Apostle Zabani, my daily prayer is, Holy Spirit, help me to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger everywhere I go. I almost destroyed my marriage because of being quick to speak. Thank you for the informative show. Wow, we thank God for Muruti Letwell Zabani. We're going to park it here today because we have to pray. So Muruti, thank you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you. Enjoy your beautiful year. He is Letwell Zabani on all social media platforms, Letwell Zabani. His email address is letwellzabani@gmail.com. letwellzabani@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can drop him a WhatsApp, not a please call me, but a WhatsApp on 071-148-4938. 071-148-4938. Muruti, I got 2 minutes. Actually, it's now one. Can we pray for our marriages that we do as the word says, so that our marriages are built and they are bringing glory unto the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings? And also, just to add, according to ENCA online, we stand a chance of having snow again in the Drakensberg area if it's not there already. Durban is expected to have a wet weather this Tuesday, which is today, and the Eastern Cape as well. And we know that already in the Eastern Cape, there were disruptions there at Qabega and Kariga and at Nelson Mandela Bay. Residents in all these areas were evacuated. And so there is a storm that is expected to batter the state, the Free State, Welkom, Virginia, Odendaal Rus, these places, Middleback, Secunda in Mpumalanga as well. Can we just take these to the Lord? And also, lastly, to pray for our children. It seems like every day we're waking up to the news of one child who has been poisoned in by food from a spaza shop. Can we just take it? Yeah, it's a minute that I have, actually half a minute. Can we just take it to the Lord in prayer?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We humble ourselves in this time of need. We come boldly to your throne of grace to obtain mercy, to find grace to help in this time of need. Lord, look at our couples. Look at us as couples. We pray that you have mercy toward us and help us to build our personalities in such a way that we will be slow to speak, quick to hear, and slow to anger, so that we can learn how to build ourselves as individuals and therefore become better partners. Lord, in Jesus' name, behold the weather situation that we stand to face this week. Oh God, we come to you for help. We ask you in Jesus' name to be merciful toward us and stretch forth your right hand upon us to save us and to protect us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that no human life will be harmed or lost. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we also pray for your protection over our children, Father God, nationwide. Children being poisoned, we pray your intervention in this situation and that you protect the children, because they are our future for tomorrow. They are our future leaders, Father, and they are a blessing from the Lord. And therefore, we ask you to reach down and protect them in Jesus' mighty name and keep everyone safe. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen.
And amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.